views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Artie is renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and entertaining motivational speaker. Sky's given talent of inner guidance gives her the ability to interpret feelings and images impressed upon her by the spirit world. Call now for answers from your guardian angels and loved ones at 800-930-2819. And now here are your hosts, Artie and Sky.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. That's me.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
All right. I just wanted to give you our telephone numbers in case you wanted to have a private reading with Artie or myself. My number is 908-500-1474. Excuse me. And Artie's number is?
877-ANGEL-02. If anybody wants to get a personal mini reading over the air right now, free. This is a freebie here. The 800 number is free. Our numbers are not. It's 800-930-2819. Now, you know, over the past few readings that I've been doing, you know, I've been having to deal, not everybody, but there are a few people who are very, very angry with life. And these people who are angry with life come to realize that they stop believing in God. And it's a shame because, you know, they feel like because, you know, life dealt them a bad blow that, you know, how can God let this happen? It's God's fault.
It's always God's fault.
You know, a lot of it has to do with karma, with everyone's life. And you don't know what that person's contract is with God.
Ah, that's the key.
What's that there?
The contract that you've made before you came to Earth.
Before you came to Earth, that's
because
correct.
Because there are certain things you were deficient in. Now, you had the opportunity to stay there and learn, but you chose to come back to learn. And the situations you find yourself in are should be guiding you so that you can beef them up by doing the opposite. If you find yourself in a bad marriage and you find yourself in a dreadful position, you're hating yourself, get out of it. Because that's why you came back, to see if you had the strength, to see what it was all about, to see if you have grown spiritually enough to rely on knowing that the angels and the Holy Spirit will help you. And if you haven't learned that yet, then you're coming back. You're coming back.
So as far as you know, everybody who I have spoken to who said that they're atheist or agnostic or whatever,
What is agnostic?
People who I think agnostic, I believe that's people who they don't know if there is a God. It's like they don't know what to believe. It's like they don't believe in God,
but yet they're not sure.
They're not sure. Well, you know. Atheist is obviously, I don't believe in God. That's it.
Right.
And,
right.
But these people are usually the angry people and, you know, and then they wonder how come things don't go their way. And when you lose faith, you know, you lose a lot,
yes.
You know, you have to keep your faith to keep things rolling and rolling and rolling.
I don't know how people could go on day to day without faith. How do you I
can't fathom that.
I can't either. I can't even say it in words.
I can't fathom that. I am so grateful to God for everything. For everything. You know,
everything.
This morning, you know, my brother and I, we went to a temple this morning because we were sitting Shiva for my mother. When you say Yahrzeit, we're sitting Shiva for your loved one in the Jewish religion, it's, you know, it's their anniversary and you're saying prayers. And so actually tomorrow is the anniversary of my mom's passing. And so my brother and I, we went to temple this morning, and I was reading the Bible in English while everyone else is reading Hebrew. I'm reading English to myself. And it really spoke from my heart, because it says, our Father, our King, you know, thank you. And it said, thank you for the stars and the moon and the sun. I mean, it actually said this. And I was just amazed how it said, like, everything that I normally would say, like, you know, how the sun, you know, keeps us warm, and how the earth is on its perfect axis. And thank you so much for the green pastures. And thank you so much for all the food and for the sea life and for the sky. I mean, it just kept going and going and going on more and more specifics. And I said, wow, that's really cool. Because, you know, a lot of the Bible is just also about just talking about history.
Yeah.
And all it's, I mean, they say in prayers, but it's, you're just reciting stories of history. And, but this was really showing a tremendous amount of gratitude to God for everything that he's done.
I love that. You know, every morning when I wake up, the first thing I do is I put my feet flat on the floor and I thank God for the opportunity of this next day, this day ahead of me. And then I make believe there's a little trap door on the top of my head, and I let all of his light and love permeate through my entire body, and it radiates through my skin and all around the planet, and then all the way up through the galaxies and all the way up through the star system and past the moons, sun, galaxies, places that we've never even heard of yet, and right back to him. And then it goes right back down into my feet, and it goes right to the earth's core, and it grounds me. And then I thank him for all the beautiful things that are going to happen on that day, and for taking care of all the people I love who are in heaven with him. And I ask him to always please kiss this one and hug that one, and make sure you tell this one I love them a little bit more today. And, you know, and thank you for what I've got. Thank you for everything I've got, whether it be a lot or a little. I don't care. Thank you. And thank you for the understanding to say thank you.
I would probably say that one of the biggest problems that I'll say one of the issues that people deal with is that we can, because of the magazines and because of what we see on television and what we experience by listening to everybody else in the 1% of the 1%ile of the elite, meaning the stars, like your sports figures and your actors and actresses and rock stars. And, you know, these people are living high off the hog. But a good majority of us here, at least, you know, within my realm, who are doing very well, where, you know, you have a home and you don't have to worry about where your next meal is coming from.
Yes.
You could turn on the light switch and get light, and you could listen to TV and get entertained right away. And there's so many wonderful, wonderful blessings that we do. That we receive.
And we take for granted.
We take for granted. And to be able just to put on the water and it's right there, or to go to the store to have the food there.
Yes.
And people say, I don't believe in God. And then to have birth every day, every moment of the day, there's a newborn. And the air that we breathe, and some of it's a little smogged up, but that was because of us.
But you know what? That's right. And you know what? Just the capacity for our bodies to take in that oxygen and live off that sun and be so in tune to the stars and to the astrological signs and planets. And if anybody looks up their zodiac, 9 out of 10 times you're going to see that the month and year and date you were born will describe in the zodiac exactly the person you are. Hmm. Is that not a miracle?
Yeah, it's like a map.
It is.
It's a map of your life and your person. Not that every single person is that, because, you know, I mean, I don't thoroughly understand astrology myself. You know, so there is your rising moon, your rising sun, yada, yada, yada. So you could be the same overall sun as somebody else, but if depending about the time of day you were born or where you were born, you know, there's a few variables involved. But yes, as far as the overall zodiac, a lot of people are very consistent as far as connected with their zodiac sign.
Yeah.
You know?
And you know what really bugs me? People do not take the time to look around at the little picture, not the big picture, to see the miracles that we're beholding in front of us every single day. There's so many miracles going on in front of us.
You know, when I look at a newborn child, and I've seen this just quite a few times, actually, within the last week, just, you know, strolling around outside or people sending me pictures of their little ones. And when you just see the beauty and the innocence of a newborn child, and like just so incredibly innocent until we screw them up with all our judgments and all our fear. And oh my God, I just love looking at little kids and their and the innocence. That's what gets me. It's their pure love, their pureness of their love and their innocence.
Those little faces. And I don't care what baby it is, you know?
Yeah. And it's just so beautiful to really look at. And it's the same thing when you have a pet, when you have a dog, you know, most dogs, not all dogs, but most dogs are filled with unconditional love.
I see miracles in my pets every single day, 10 times a day. When that dog who's lying on the floor sees me sitting on a couch, he looks at me and I can see him thinking to make the choice of coming to sit next to me and then to turn around and face the television as I am. Then to face my cheek and kiss me, and then to face the television again. It's like, oh my God, that was such a miracle.
And she's saying, Richie, why can't you take some lessons from
Richie,
this dog?
Why don't you do that?
That's her husband, Richie.
Yeah. I see miracles all day long, every day, as you do.
Yeah, and it's when you take notice to them, and they can grow and grow and grow and grow, and you just don't give energy to the little people who are poop heads in your life. Try not to give them too much energy, you know. So, but you are what your atmosphere is. You are what your element is. So, you know, if you want to be with really good people, you want good energy. You got to hang out with good people and hang out in areas where it's good energy. And I also strongly recommend going to like Barnes & Noble and places like that and, you know, get lost in a good book. And it's interesting just to see what's out there. So, all right, everybody, well, stick around because Sky and I, we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
What if we really didn't have to die to go to heaven? Are you curious about the afterlife or rebirth? The highly anticipated new book from author Dr. Susan Allison, You Don't Have to Die to Go to Heaven, is available now. Find out how to find guidance and healing in the spirit realms. Order the book today and put it on your must-read list for 2016. Visit drsusanallison.com to learn more.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Ari Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Ari has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Ari party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Awaken to your radiant, authentic self. For over 15 years, Soul Purpose Advocate Nancy Monson has been focused on leading change in the lives of those looking to live their true purpose. She is devoted to supporting people in living a soul-directed life every day. Let Nancy help you overcome fear, worry, and doubt. Visit everydayspirituality.com to learn how Nancy can be your Soul Purpose Advocate.
1230 WBLQ. I thought love was only true in fairy tales and for someone else, but not for me. Our love was out to get me. That's the way it seemed. Disappointment haunted all my dreams. Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I've been alone. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. I thought love was more or less a given thing. The more I gave, the less I got. What's the use in trying? All you get is pain. When I needed sunshine, I got rain. Oh, then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I've been loved. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. Yes, I saw her face. Now I'm a believer.
Much older than me, because I had her.
All right, so Sky's trying to tell me that the monkeys are much older than her.
Absolutely. I had a crush on Mickey Dolan.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
It was so funny. They were saying that you know, when I saw them in concert at Jones Beach in Long Island, you know, it was so funny because Mickey said, how many girls got an electric shock on their lips when they kissed the TV screen when Davy was on?
Davy Jones. Yeah, I never went to that.
The English guy, the English speaking.
I love the way his voice sounded, but I'll tell you what, he was a little bit short for me. and also a little too pretty. I don't like real pretty, pretty guys. Any guy that's prettier than I am, I really take offense.
Hey, where do you get those shoes?
Right? I take offense. Well, we have a lovely lady. Her name is Patty, and she comes all the way from Queens. Patty, are you with us?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
We can hear you.
I can't hear her.
Hi.
Why
my
not?
Headset is
on. Can you hear me?
Yes, what's up, Pat?
I have a dream interpretation. 9 years ago, I had... First of all, how are the both of you doing, and Happy New Year.
Thank you, and same thing
Happy
to you. How's your health, sweetheart?
I called her up a few weeks ago in November because I was talking to you about how my triglyceride levels were very high. And
yes.
You said something about that one of my vitamins are causing me to have toxicity.
Yes.
My liver, and I had to get all, the show ended, and I wasn't able to talk further. I just want to let you know something. I did a sonogram. My liver's fine. My triglyceride levels went down half.
Great.
It's 310 now. Okay. You were saying something about a particular vitamin. I just want to let you know, 15 years ago, I'm going to be 53. So in April, so when I was 36, 37 years old, I was reading up about how women who are like in perimenopause stage, you know, because in the late 30s, you become in perimenopause.
Yes.
They're saying you're missing copper. So I bought
yes.
copper supplement. Okay. So a few times I was groggy and sleepy after taking the copper. And then the last time I took it, I was fine. 10 minutes after taking it, I threw it up. And I was reading, could I have copper toxicity, whatever.
Did you have it on an empty stomach? Because you should never take medications or vitamins on an empty stomach.
Right. But something got to me when I was reading about that. My grandmother, my great aunt, and great uncle died of liver cancer. There was a disease.
Well, I'm sorry.
Very sorry.
Okay. There was a disease. I never met them.
Okay.
I never met my grandmother. My parents immigrated from Italy. My grandmother just died, and my mother was very sick at that time after giving birth to my mother herself almost died after giving birth to my youngest brother in 1969. So when my mother went back to Italy, she took to Italy a 7-year-old, a 5.5, 4, and an 8-month child.
Wow.
Now when I look back at it now, I think about how
brave she is.
Yeah.
So brave.
But then my mother had pancreatic cancer in 99.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I'm so sorry.
She's still alive.
Yeah, but still, that's a very rough.
That's a rough thing to go through.
It's a miracle she's alive. Pancreatic cancer?
Yeah, they called what it is in 1999. She got sick. They found a 2.1 malignant tumor. The bile duct that goes to the liver and bile duct that goes to the pancreas forms a V shape. It was at the bottom of the V shape. My mother took care of my grandfather, and my grandfather died in my mother's arms in the 80s.
Uh-huh.
10 years later, the surgeon that operated on my mother looked just like my grandfather.
Oh, my goodness. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, it wasn't my mother's fault.
At that point, you know, that's divine intervention. You know that.
Right. It wasn't my mother's time. She still has stuff to do. And she almost died in a plane going to Italy in 2012. Right?
Oh, my. What happened?
She just turned 80, and her wish is to see Italy one more time before she dies. And my cousin's daughter was getting married, so we were going to see the wedding.
Yeah.
6 hours into flight. My mother has congestive heart failure and a regular heartbeat. But she was fine. But she was just nervous.
Yeah.
I'm nervous
yeah.
on the plane. Okay. So she got nervous on the plane and her heart was racing. So 6 hours into flight, I couldn't find my rosaries. I asked for her rosaries. As she was giving bags, she passed out.
Oh.
And I didn't. And I thought I didn't feel no pulse. So
oh,
I ran
gosh.
To the flight. Right. I went to the flight crew to ask for help. She was in and out of consciousness. The flight crew asked for assistance on the plane. Two doctors and three nurses were on the plane. And then what happened was they were taking her blood pressure 60 over 40. They gave her intravenous fluids. And after 45 minutes, the doctor said to my face, if we don't get your mother off this plane now, she could have a stroke or something much worse. The plane was diverted to Bordeaux, France, in the land of the vineyards. And I just want to say something. My great-grandmother and my great-grandfather managed a vineyard in Italy. My grandmother, my great-aunt, and three great-aunts were born on that property. My mother got to live in a property for 9 years. And it's so appropriate that my mother's last trip to Europe is the area known for its vineyards. Okay. So what I'm concerned about now is that do I have copper toxicity? I do believe that because it seems like when my grandmother died of liver cancer, along with my great aunt and uncle, copper toxicity could cause that. You know,
What? I want to tell you something. If you have a history of having any kind of metal toxicities, then you do not take that type of vitamin. You go to your doctor and you ask him what is a good supplement that doesn't have any of these heavy metals in it. Do you understand? Because you do have a family history. You have to use something that's very gentle and benign on the liver.
Right.
You also need to start taking carrots. The whole time I'm listening to your voice, I keep on seeing carrots. So your eyes need a little more vitamin within them, or go to the eye doctor.
And I feel like you do have like an attachment to wine, not because, you know, of your family or anything, but I think wine would be very beneficial, but not a red wine, a clear white wine with less tannins in it.
Okay.
You know, I feel that your body chemistry would do wonders. I'm not telling you to drink a whole bottle, but in front of the television at night, sip a glass of wine. Because believe it or not, the fruit of the gods is the wine, you know, and it's created for so many different purposes. Yeah. And one of those purposes are kind of like to filter out toxins in your body. And another is to relax you. And when you're relaxed, you live longer because you're not all stressed out. It kind of like relaxes your nervous system, relaxes your brain. It relaxes all your organs inside. And it's a healthy, therapeutical drink. Now, I know that when my dad got sick, he always told us to give dad a glass of wine before, or after, or during dinner, but only one glass. You know, I don't say becoming a wino, but you know what? If you could hold on, we have to go to a break and we'll be right back and we'll talk to you some more about what you want to know. Thanks, folks. Just hold on and wait for a minute. We'll be right back after this commercial.
For a juvenile, but then if you're so smart, tell me why are you still so
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
What if we really didn't have to die to go to heaven? Are you curious about the afterlife or rebirth? The highly anticipated new book from author Dr. Susan Allison, You Don't Have to Die to Go to Heaven, is available now. Find out how to find guidance and healing in the spirit realms. Order the book today and put it on your must-read list for 2016. Visit DrSusanAllison.com to learn more.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
The new era of financial planning is upon us, where it is just as important to focus on your inner wealth game as it is your outer wealth game. Would you like to be in the forefront of this new groundbreaking financial movement? Lynn Brown, award-winning financial planner, energy coach, and international radio host, will share real, actionable money wisdom infused with empowering tips, fear-busting exercises, and money-growing magnetism. Are you ready to create your fully financially healthy life? Join Lynn for this free 2-hour full-spectrum financial planning workshop in Bellevue, Washington on January 12th from 6 to 8 p.m. Register by January 5th as space is limited and will fill up fast. Call in today at 425-372-4749. That's 425-372-4749. Light food and beverages will be included. See you there.
Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Awesome.
That was great. That
Love the Monkees.
We were dancing here in the studio, me and Artie.
It was awesome.
Wasn't that cool?
Yes. Ooh. Patty, you still there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, cool.
Patty. So what's your question?
I want to say something. I consistently am getting, are you like not with somebody or you're in a relationship that you're not happy with?
Oh, I got that too.
I'm not with anybody right now.
Yeah.
Because you got a wonderful person just around the corner waiting for you, and you need just to put yourself out there more. And this year, you are going to be meeting your Mr. Wonderful. And as a matter of fact, you're going to meet him in the middle of the month. Like around during the teens of a month, like the 15th, the 16th, the 17th. But you need to start putting yourself out there and expand yourself. All right. Step out of your comfort zone, because I'm telling you, you are going to be a very happy person, and that things don't always have to go just your way. You know, allow yourself to be more open-minded.
You know something? I'm right on target with Artie. The only difference is I see this man being a foreign man. And I actually even see you going on a trip. Do you have a trip planned, like to Europe?
I would like to go back to Italy.
That's where
my mother and I, we were trying to go to Italy. We weren't supposed to go to Italy. The doctor told us you have to go home. After my mother was finally released from the hospital, the doctor did not want her to go to Italy, but we went to Italy because we were on the flight out of Italia, and my mother wanted to go to Italy. My mother and I have dual citizenship. She was born there, but because she was an Italian citizen at the time of my birth in 1988, the Italian government declared that children like me who were born to Italian citizens are Italian citizens, so I have dual citizenship.
Okay.
So in Italy, my mother wanted to go to Italy because she was thinking if she was going to get sick on a plane, go in there. In Italy, Italian citizens have free emergency health care. So my mother was so happy when she heard about that before we went on trip. So this year, something was telling me to do my passport. And
you know, sir, I see you going on a trip to Italy, and I see you meeting a man there. I really do.
Yeah, you're going to be extremely happy.
Very harmonious relationship. Filled with peace and love and balance. And I want to tell you something. You have a lot of patience. You're a very patient person. Even if you don't think so, I can feel it. I can feel the vibes coming right off of you. You're a very patient person. And I see for you finally some harmony and spontaneity in your life. With a gentleman he's of Italian descent, and actually he doesn't speak much English. So I hope you can speak Italian.
Only when I'm forced to. But this is what I want to say about that when you were telling me. So when my luggage is, my mother and I, our luggage is, made it all the way to Calabria, Italy, where my mother's from. Mm-hmm. But she, all right, so I have a cousin there who, his wife, a family, works at the airport. So they found my mother's luggage. They didn't see mine. But I did get my luggage back. Okay. So to me, that was an omen that because they saw my mother's luggage, they're never going to see my mother again. But because they didn't see mine, it's an omen for me that I'm going to return back to Italy, because for my relative, that one relative, I saw all my relatives now on Skype. I have Skype. The guy who went to the airport, my cousin that went to the airport, is the only relative I have yet to see on Skype. And to me, I feel he will see me. He will see my luggage again, but I have to be the one escorting it. So that's the way I
feel.
How
cool is that, to be able to see somebody in a different country right in your own living room.
Isn't that beautiful?
Skype.
Right.
I mean,
amazing.
And how the satellites work.
I know.
And how it bounces off the satellites for like a gazillion of people to be able to communicate to one another.
So what did we tell you last time? Because we get a million callers and we do a million readings like every
you
month.
Said there was one.
You're gonna be you have love coming in your life in your life this year.
Yeah.
Big time.
So get on with
head
your story, sweetheart.
Okay. So you were saying something that one of my vitamins caused me toxicity. I'm very concerned about copper toxicity, and copper is in a lot of foods. It's in green leafy vegetables, it's in legumes, it's whole grains. You know, and I'm trying to become a vegetarian, okay?
Yeah.
And I do a lot of juicing, okay? Now, there's a disease called Wilson's disease. It's a rare inherited disease that your body cannot use copper properly. My question, for 15 years, I always believe I have this disease, and every time I go see the doctor, they test for copper level, and it's fine. Do I have the disease, Wilson's disease? Do I have copper toxicity? Yeah, I really believe.
To tell you the truth, I feel that you have a problem with your health, but I don't feel that it's a copper toxicity. I feel it is a toxicity to something that you're overdoing. You know, some people are made to be vegetarians, and some people are not. You know what I mean?
I'm not too.
It's only because when I juice and I do only vegetables, I feel as though I get very weak and I'm very tired and lethargic, and I just can't focus right, and I just get a little confused. But that's not because, you know, I've got a disease. It's because I'm not giving my body what it needs. Now, if I told you you had a toxicity, then you could take that to the bank. But I don't know how much copper you're taking. If you're taking all these vegetables by juicing, you're getting strong dosage of the vitamin. Okay. But if you're taking a vitamin on top of that, you know, I think you might be overdoing it.
Right. I'm taking other vitamins, but what type of toxicity?
You know what you need to do? You need to stay on your – if you're happy with this vegetarian plan and you're juicing and it makes you feel strong and you feel good, stay on it. But don't take any extra supplements with any kind of heavy metals in it, okay? Stay away from any kind of heavy metals that you can ingest through vitamins.
Okay. Oh,
I feel like you need a vitamin B12.
Okay.
Now, I feel like, do you ever get like a little dizzy?
Yeah, but it's because I really think I have low, because I always have low blood pressure. So I don't know if I'm missing potassium or it might be a sodium potassium imbalance.
Yeah, I feel as though there is a toxicity in your body. I feel that very strongly. What it is, I don't know. I don't know if you're overdoing it.
Go to a nutritionist, but right now we have to wrap it up. Hey, Patty, it was a pleasure sharing time with you.
Sweetheart. God bless you, and have fun in Europe because
enjoy.
You're going to meet your guy.
Go for it. Go for it.
Make sure you call us back when you come back.
All right, everybody, stick around because Sky and I, we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Financial planning is upon us, where it is just as important to focus on your inner wealth game as it is your outer wealth game. Would you like to be in the forefront of this new groundbreaking financial movement? Lynn Brown, award-winning financial planner, energy coach, and international radio host, will share real, actionable money wisdom infused with empowering tips, fear-busting exercises, and money-growing magnetism. Are you ready to create your fully financially healthy life? Join Lynn for this free 2-hour full spectrum financial planning workshop in Bellevue, Washington on January 12th from 6 to 8 p.m. Register by January 5th as space is limited and will fill up fast. Call in today at 425-372-4749. That's 425-372-4749. Light food and beverages will be included. See you there.
Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times, and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Welcome back, everybody. You're with Artie and Sky. Just wanted everyone to know that if anybody wants to have a private reading with Sky, just give her a call at 908-500-1474. And if you wish to have a private reading with myself, just give me a call at 877-ANGEL-02. And we also do parties and events. And
yes, we're very good at parties and events.
We're not shy people.
Not at all. We have a blast. Nobody leaves that room without getting something and laughing and having tears
or
and
healing.
Laughing and healing.
Healing or laughing beautiful. Or whatever. So it's a beautiful experience. And it's a great way to get the girls' night out.
Yep.
So if you want to get together with your friends or family.
Well, there's a lot of guys that come too.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we have a blast. We really do.
So it's always a lot of fun, and time goes by very fast. And it's funny because it's like when we're finished doing readings, people, you know, who are in the party waiting for their turn, they go, "What did he say? What did he say? Or what'd she say? What'd she say?" You know, and then they walk out. Oh my God! Oh my God! You know, it's interesting. You know, I was doing this this party at this one lady's house. And she had so many people she needed to make it 2 days. She couldn't do it all in one day because she had so many friends who wanted to come. And she decided to go first. And I gave her her reading. And after by the end of the day, when I read for everybody, she came into the room, you know, because I usually read in the bedrooms. That's usually the place where people like to get read. You know, they usually pick their bedroom or the basement. But this time I was in her bedroom, her and her husband's bedroom. So she sits back and she says, "Artie," she goes, "I got to tell you, I didn't get a damn thing from my reading." And I was praying like everyone else would like get us something or something would happen. And she goes, everyone who was walking out throughout the entire day was saying, oh, my God, I can't believe it. He's the greatest thing since sliced bread. She goes, everyone else was raving about you. She goes, I didn't get anything. She goes, I don't know what is it about my energy. So I said to her, I said, you know what? I'm going to read you at another point. And, you know, I don't know why. But again, a lot of times I say things in the moment. People can't appreciate what I say in the moment. And then later on, two and two equals up. And, yeah, so it's really interesting how things go about. There are people who come in for a psychic reading and ends up being a mediumship reading.
Yeah.
Meaning communicating to the deceased. And then there are times where they want to communicate to the deceased and they end up getting a psychic reading.
This is so true. So, and sometimes it happens, like, you know, it'll happen together. Sometimes you get some psychic and some mediumship.
Yeah, we do both.
And
yeah.
That's when usually
it actually happens that way.
Yeah, because that's when your loved ones are with us and speaking to you, and then they tell us something that's going to happen to you in the future in a good way. Never to be, you know, mistaken where your loved ones are going to give you some horrifying news. That doesn't happen. We don't ask for that. We want the good.
Yeah. And Sky and I, we set the room up. We set the energy up to gather the spirits and the angels to come to us. And we do say our prayers.
Absolutely.
And if the circumstances allows us, because it doesn't always allow us, we like to burn some incense or some candles. And again, that like arouses the spirits and definitely makes them more presence.
Absolutely.
And it, like I said, it's just amazing.
In my culture, if I might interrupt.
Okay, go ahead.
In my culture, we make these little things called tobacco bundles, and in there there's certain herbs, and we tie it up in red cloth, and they are actually for the spirits, and we put them on to we tie them onto a big long rope. I think it's 408 that we do. And when you get married, usually your mother or your sister or somebody makes you one of these to keep in your home, and it actually looks like these little bundles. And they're called they're for spirit. And sometimes, you know, it could go years where nothing falls off. And then one time you'll see one on the floor. So what you do is you take that and you throw it outside, let's say in the grass, and you leave it because that's what spirit wants. So that was a token that tells you that spirit was here. They heard your prayers and they're going to allow that wish or prayer that you said to come through. And that's how they tell you that they've heard you, by letting one release. And me being married for 42 years, I have no more left. But I'm going to make you one, Hardy, because it's very spiritual. And it's a thank you. It's a commemoration of telling spirit that you are remembered every day and you're with us every day and we don't want to live without you. And when we have our meals at night, we put a spirit plate in the middle of the table where everybody puts a little piece from their dish into their spirit plate. And that reminds us that we're not alone, that our loved ones who are in spirit are here with us at the table and sharing our meal. And then afterwards, we take that outside and we allow spirit to do what it wants with it. In other words, maybe an animal will come and eat it, or a needy squirrel or a needy raccoon or something. Some kind of a needy animal that needs food will come and enjoy that. And never have I put a spirit plate out where the next day I have found it full.
In the Jewish religion, they call that Elijah. We leave a plate for Elijah.
Oh, isn't that amazing?
And and so it's like with the same premise that you leave it for the spirit. And it is. It's a beautiful blessing to give acknowledgement beyond the physical world that's here, knowing that there are beautiful spirits on the other side, always loving us and guiding us. And as we show our acknowledgeement to them and our appreciation to them, they share their continued love for us, so that we could grow and manifest and be happy and be safe and to get us through our troubled times.
That's so beautifully.
Yeah. So right now, unfortunately, we have to wrap up.
Really?
It's that time already.
Wow.
Yeah, it's that time.
Well, we believe that you guys are one of the lost tribes.
Well, thank God we found ourselves.
I found him.
I found him. He's over here, guys.
Moses.
Oy vey.
I found him.
Get over here, Rebecca. What you doing?
I love it.
Get off your system, will you? All right, everybody. From my mouth to God's ears, may God bless all of you with lots of beautiful health, happiness, love, and prosperity for you, your family, and friends. And never give up your faith, because God and the angels are always with you. But you must ask. All right? You must put your positive energy out there and believe.
And it's so true.
Right. When you believe, you could achieve.
Absolutely.
And until next week, everybody.
I would love to say God bless you all. And we're looking forward to next week, folks. And have a beautiful, blessed week.
You've been listening to Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Tune in every Thursday for this great two-hour show at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And remember to call in at 800-930-2819 to get answers from your guardian angels and loved ones. Artie and Sky have helped thousands of people with remarkable accuracy as they tune in, use their intuitive gifts and inner guidance, and communicate with people's angels and loved ones who have passed on. To schedule your session, call Artie at 877-ANGEL-02 and visit ArtieHoffman.com, and call Sky at 908-500-1474 and visit SkyOfAngels.com for personal or group readings. And tune in next week for this fabulous hit show.